The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One of the greatest honors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided to His Prophet, and there are many amazing sifat and attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to His Prophet. But one of the greatest honors that He gives him is by giving him the title Habibullah, yeah, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I want to do today is I want to prove why He is the most beloved. Yeah, this is something that maybe others will claim about their Prophet. I would imagine people who are following Nabi Musa and did not graduate to come to the Prophet would claim that Nabi Musa is the most beloved to God. Yeah, I'm sure if they don't, then there's an issue in that, isn't there? Yeah, or people who follow Nabi Isa, they should claim why Nabi Isa is the most beloved of Allah. Otherwise, why are we following him, right? And so similarly, we claim that he is the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do we prove that? The first reason is because he was the first creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? This is significant, right? We have this really beautiful hadith that we find in our books. It is narrated from our first Imam alayhi salam, where he says, كان الله تعالى ولا شيء معه. That Allah was and there was nothing with Allah. Yeah, because Allah always was, isn't it? Right? And then he says, فَأَوَّلُ مَا خَلَقَ نُورٍ حَبِيبِهِ. Yeah? And the first thing he created was the light of his beloved, of his Habib. Yeah? And then he says that he created this light قبل أن يخلق الماء والعرش والكرسي واللوح والقلم والجنة والنار والحجاب والسحاب وآدم وحواء. Yeah, that he created this light before he created anything else. And then the narration continues, and then he says that this light stood in front of God. It remained in front of God. This is all for us to understand, right? God's not in a place for a light to shine, but understand what God is trying to say, that this light was all that there was in this world. And then he said that this light began to glorify, يُسَبِّحُهُ وَيُحَمِّدُهُ. It began to glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَالَ اللَّهِ يَا عَبْدِي. That Allah spoke to this light and said, أَنْتَ الْمُرَادِ وَأَنَا الْمُرِيدِ. Yeah, he says, you are the one who is intended, and I am the one who is you are the intended, and I am the one who intends. That means I intend for you to be at a particular position. And then he says, wa anta khiyarati min khalqi fa wa izzati wa jalali. And you are the chosen one from my creation. Law lak ma khalaqtul aflak. If it wasn't for you, I would not have created the aflak, yeah, the heavens, basically, right? And then the hadith continues, and he talks about how one, فَمَنْ أَحَبَّكَ أَحْبَبْتُهُ. And whoever loves you, I love them. وَمِنْ أُبْغِذُكَ أَبْغَذْتُهُ. And whoever dislikes you or hates you, I hate them as well. Now, what do we understand from this? Yeah, this is a theological concept. Yeah, and so I'm going to read something, and I want you to pay attention to it. When one possesses absolute ability, yeah, unrestricted power, and free will to create, they will bring into existence that which is most purposeful and most beloved to them. You with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dropping gems here. Listen, yeah? Let me say that again. When one possesses ability, unrestricted power, and free will to create, that means no one is there to impose on them what they create, then what they bring into existence is that which is most purposeful and it is the most beloved to them. And in the case of Allah, the fact that the Prophet was the first creation reflects that this was the most beloved to him. Yeah? You understand? It's a very important point to understand. That when we talk about this being the first nur to be created, yeah, we get excited. But man, that is deep. You understand? Because no one tells God what to create. Yeah? No one imposes upon God what to create. And the fact that when He then creates, then that must be the most important thing to Him. Yeah? And so the first reason why He is the great, the beloved of Allah is because He was the first creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second reason why He is the most beloved of Allah is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Him the greatest responsibility. Yeah? That He was the first in creation and the last to come in service. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave every prophet messages and risala and guidance that was going to be limited to a particular time frame. But the most eternal message, the eternal message, the complete divine book, the perfect revelation was reserved for the one who was most special to him. Yeah? The fact that this message that was given to him was going to be for all of mankind forever, and it was saved, he could have given it to anyone. Yeah? But he saved it for Nabi Muhammad, shows how much God loves Nabi Muhammad. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Ma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. This is also very significant. Yeah? Because you save something for the one that you think is the most capable. Yeah? You save something for the one that you love the most. You know, for example, like you have a piece of cake and you're eating it and you're like, man, I should save this for my wife. Yeah? Why? Because you love your wife, isn't it? Yeah? If you didn't love her too much, you'd finish it. Yeah? I'm just saying, just remember that next time, bio. Yeah? And so you save that last bite and say, I'm going to give the... You don't say, Baba, mupatayli do. Yeah? I finished it. Oh, it was good, bana. Right? You wouldn't say that. You say, no, I'm going to save it. Why? Because I love her and I'm thinking of her. Same way Allah says, I have this message that's perfect. I'm going to give it to the one I love the most. Yeah? And the same thing we see, right? During Khaybar, that there was a flag that the Prophet had. But the Prophet waited and waited till Ali came and gave that flag to Ali and said that I will give this flag to the one who loves God and God loves him. Yeah. Similarly, this message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had, He saved it for the one who loved Him the most, and God loved him back the most.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه